Mills Daily.
Another one?
Chris, are you ready to do your thing? Walkies?
Go on, pigs.
Easy. Radio.
On.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the industrial revolution.
And for that, we can all be grateful. 3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
On Radio 1, Scott Mills Daily, we have more absolute mugs. Are you an idiot? Do you want to confess to it? This is the show to do it. Also, good new pop star Georgia reviews her own live lounge. She was absolutely terrified because it was her live lounge debut today. And we have two excellent funny business calls for you. Enjoy the podcast. Hey Maisie, in the library in Leicester, doing boring work for exams. I reckon we'll have a lot of secret library listeners at uni today. If that's you, let us know. Or maybe they actually let you have the radio on, but I doubt it because, like, they're pretty militant in uni libraries, aren't they? But let me know, 81199. If you're doing loads of exam stuff today, lots of stressed people.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kirsty is listening in the car while library hopping to revise for uni exams. Why do you have to library hop?
That's like bed hopping. Hello. Also, why would you hop between libraries?
TB, text
that's
back.
That's like calling it a library crawl. Something's not right there.
Well, like a pub crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you have to go to a different one? I mean, maybe it changes it up a bit because they're really boring. Like a new scenery.
Yeah, but you don't get a road full of libraries, do you?
That is true. Anyway, she's in the car, onto another library. She's like, why are 24-hour libraries only a uni thing? And Izzy is on her second week of GCSE mocks. What fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anyone feeling a little bit more posh after watching Love Island last night? I find myself starting to talk a little bit about that. Actually.
Well, because of the landowner.
Yeah.
I feel terrible because I feel like I've come across as a... I'm really enjoying like spending time with you.
Yeah. So this is him trying to crack on with Paige last night. And he found out that she was Lewis Capaldi's ex.
Yeah.
But listen to him trying to go back on the thing about cheating.
We all have past, like, and it hasn't happened in my adult life, so I don't feel like it.
But there's going to be so much more opportunity when you leave as well for it to happen again.
There's opportunity everywhere you go in life. And I like, had opportunity in my last relationship and I didn't do anything of the sort.
Classic.
I like that. I've not cheated in my adult life.
In my adult life, I've not cheated. Lewis Capaldi has said if Paige wins, and that's 50 grand, he wants at least a couple of grand.
Two, right.
2 grand, please. Right. And if and when she gets dumped, they need to play someone you loved. No, even better, right? Imagine... Capaldi goes in and does what Craig David did last year.
Yes,
while
that's
she's
a great
there.
Shout.
Scott Mills.
Right, so are you a mug? I've got a mug bigger than the actual size of your head to give to you if you want to own up to it. And this is you, like, taking responsibility and going, do you know what? I've been an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. We're after your stories, really.
However, there is one here from someone messaging about someone else. It's their younger brother. We'll take that one. As a one-off. Scott, Chris, my younger brother has done the muggiest thing. My older brother had just come out of a 10-year relationship, so I introduced him to my lovely friend and they started going out. She'd come round the house where my brothers share a room. Red flag. Red flag. Also, I'm not being funny, but what adults' brothers share rooms?
Well, I don't know.
I've just never heard of it. Anyway, shall I read on?
Yeah, read on. I'm just trying to get the grips with this in my head. I think I've got it. It's fine.
So, this person's message. Their older brother just came out of a 10-year relationship. The person that's messaged introduces him to a friend and they start going out. Thing is, she had always had a bit of crush on this person's younger brother, and after hanging out with the whole family, then ditched the older brother and started going out with the younger one.
No.
They've now been together for 2 years, and then they don't leave their name. My younger brother is a mug, but she's the muggiest. Yeah, that's bad. Imagine that, going out with the older brother, and then you go for the younger
Swapsies.
One. Any more? Oh, there's loads coming in now. 81 8 9 9. Yes, that does count if you were a mug to the supply teacher. Yes, yes, all of that. 81 9 9. I've got a mug here with your name on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many mug noms coming in. Are you an idiot? Let me know. Charlie, you've been a bit of a mug. Who to and why?
So my friend, I hit his car, cracked his license plate and never told him.
You haven't told him?
No.
Right, and he's obviously tamping because someone's ruined his car a little bit.
He wasn't happy at all.
Oh, no.
When did this happen?
Just before Christmas, a couple weeks before Christmas.
Okay, and what was the situation? Do you work with him or, like...
So we were playing football about every week, and this week we'd lost, so a little bit angry. So I sort of stormed off, got in the car, wasn't thinking, put the car into reverse, went back, hit a car. I was like, oh no. So I jumped out, I saw it's my mate's car. I looked, license plate is in two, hanging off, and there's a dent on the front as well. And I was just like, oh no. So I quickly jumped in my car, drove home. The next day, he puts on the group chat, oh my God, someone's crashed into my car. What am I going to do? All this. And I was like, oh no, how did that happen?
Oh, man. And, is he your mate? He's your mate, yeah?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah, so if you get this mug, this is what I'm thinking. Really, you've mugged your mate off massively here. If you get this mug, you'll be round yours drinking from this mug. He'll probably see it. Yeah, what he won't know is that you're sipping from something which is kind of celebrating. Yeah,
what you did.
What you did, yeah.
Yeah, but he'll never know, so...
Do you want him to know, or is it just going to be a secret forever?
I might tell him, like, a best man speech in a few years or something.
Good idea.
Okay, right, your mug nomination is more than accepted. Thank you. You've done a bad thing, Muggy.
I have.
Scott Mills.
I'm, I'm going to call someone now. Potential mug.
Hello?
Sam.
How you doing?
I'm just calling in to see if you're a mug.
I am a mug.
Okay. Yeah, you text us. I just thought I'd call you back.
Feeling a bit sorry for myself.
Well, what have you done? Come on, share.
Basically, my best mate, he went on a date with this girl. He spoke very highly of her. Things didn't work out. Well, she pied him off basically, but you know, we move on. And she then showed quite an interest in me, and I thought, well, it's a little bit snaky, but I ended up, you know, meeting up with this girl and went on a few dates and stuff. And you know, Josh was adamant that there was no problem. He was a bigger man, but I don't know, I just felt like I shouldn't have done it really.
Hang on a second, so he knows that you did this?
Yeah, like we're quite open about it. You know, when she started messaging me, I thought, well, we talk about this stuff all the time. I thought you should know, really, but...
Yeah. Thing is, at least you told him. Like, that would be really muggy if he still didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try and focus on that, but at the end of the day, I thought, you know, he was... What he did was quite mature. He was very adamant that it was fair game, level playing field, but I don't know, I just felt like a bit of a mug, to be honest.
Okay. Well, as Scott said, it's all out in the open, so that's obviously a good thing. But I want you to be very honest here. Did you pursue things with this girl maybe slightly more than you would have because your best friend had been interested before?
Nah, I couldn't say that. Even if I did, I wouldn't admit to it.
I mean, there was a big pause there.
That's my thing, Scott. I think some people get off on sort of screwing over their best mate a little bit sometimes.
Nah, I wouldn't do that to him. Well, I mean, I guess I kind of did, but...
Yeah. Also, was there any overlap, be honest?
Okay, a little bit. But yes. It was out in the open. It was out in the open, come on.
Okay. What, so he was...
Okay, I'm not going to try and justify it.
No, okay. I mean, you've held your hands up. You're saying I'm a mug and I deserve that massive, giant mug that you can send me.
I do. I'll wear it loud and proud.
You've been drinking from the mug every day.
I will do. I'll send him photos just so he knows about it.
It's bigger than your head, this mug, potentially. I don't know how big your head is, but it is big. It's massive. All right. Mug nomination accepted. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for being honest.
Thank you very much.
Scott Mills.
Lee, hello. Says, I'm a mug. Oh, I feel bad about this one, actually. He says, a few years ago, went on a date with this girl on the Isle of Wight. He's from Portsmouth. On their second date, she was like, can you help me move house? on the Isle of Wight. So he goes over there, 30 quid, hovercraft, £50 van hire, drives it all day, helps her move, and then at the end of the day finds out that, yeah, there is a boyfriend.
Yes, I've got a very similar story to this. Just reminded me, my friend... no, can't name him. But do you remember that time that he really liked... you know this story. He really liked this girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Went round to help her move in, carried everything round, did all he could. Then helped put up some furniture, the best he could. He's rubbish at this sort of thing. And the way he had to do it was, because he didn't have a hammer, he used a saucepan to hammer in the nails. He put all of his effort into putting up those drawers, didn't he?
I mean, he really did the work there. He put the work in.
And after a busy day of work and was told to go home.
Okay, someone else doesn't want to give their name, but I mean potential real mug. Dating a guy for about 6 months. Wanted to dump him, but didn't have a reason other than I didn't like him anymore. What? There was a guy at work, in a relationship also, who openly liked me. I had to do something to get my ex to dump me, so I used the work guy. I started chatting to him daily. One thing went to another. We ended up cheating on our exes. Ex finds out, dumps me, and the work guy's girl finds out and dumps him.
That's horrendous.
That's awful.
Because actually, you can... But not fancying someone anymore is enough. Like,
it is enough.
God, get me going all deep on this. You don't have to go with someone else to screw him over.
No. You're a mug. No wonder you don't leave your name. Good idea, Dean. Put all the nominations in the massive mug and pick one out.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Also, we can make the mug so massive that whoever wins the mug has to wear it over their head in the style of pop star Marshmello. I like that as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, this is a weird one, but bear with. So, Glyn is in Swansea and he's just had to leave his 9-week-old puppy alone for the first time in the house. It's fine. Well, actually, no, the puppy is not fine, but is listening to Radio 1. So can we give the puppy a shout-out just to make sure he's all right? Because Glyn's had to leave him.
So Glyn's put the puppy there and it's like, don't worry about it, little puppy. Like, I'll bang on Radio 1 for you.
Yeah, and we'll do a little shout. So
we're sort of in charge now.
Hello, Harvey. Harvey.
Walkies.
Don't say walkies because there's no one to walk.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Harvey.
Yeah.
I'm doing dog voice. Harvey. We go mad now.
Do a bit of the panting like a dog. Go on. Yeah. He'll love that.
Harvey. Told you it was weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Christopher.
Okay, Scottifer.
I don't ever call you that.
Yeah, but I don't know how to tell you off. You haven't got a name that... I suppose if I throw in the middle name, it sort of does that, doesn't it?
Robert.
You do call me Christopher sometimes, though.
When?
I think you do.
I don't think I do.
Does he call me Christopher?
No. You've never heard me call him
Christopher.
He has called
me Christopher before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Only Teresa and Ron call you Christopher.
That's true. Big up my mum and dad.
All right, you're going first on funny business today.
Yes.
Don't laugh, please. Don't laugh, Christopher.
I still love this, by the way.
It's just so us, childish. Because as AJ Tracy once told us, we love the immaturity in it.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Oh. Okay, putting you through.
Hello, Bedroom Athletics.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, is that Bedroom Athletics?
It certainly is.
Brilliant. Yeah, I heard about your business and just wanted to call and find out a little bit more about it, if that's okay. Dare I ask, what is it you get up to?
Well, on the work perspective, we actually make slippers and loungewear.
Oh, okay. So is there much to do with athletics?
It's what you make it, I suppose. It can be. It depends on the person.
And is it just athletics, or are you into water sports as well?
We might be looking at water sports in the future, but at the minute we're concentrating on bedroom athletics.
Ah, it's a great name. Are you the owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
And what's your name?
Howard.
Howard?
Howard Wetter.
No.
As you can see, that's why the reason we're thinking of water sports.
Wow. Mr. Wetter of Bedroom Athletics.
Absolutely.
You wet it up. You're amazing. So you're just
thank you.
You're selling loungewear, bedroom athletics. Your name's Wetter. Amazing.
Yes.
Are there many Wetters in the family business?
No, I'm the only one, actually. Nobody else is interested in the business.
Oh, and is there... it might be too private. Is there a Mrs. Wetter or a Mr. Wetter in your life?
There is a Mrs. Wetter, yeah. But she used to be involved in the business, but she's nearly not.
She's distanced herself from bedroom athletics, has she? That happens with marriage.
In this case, it has, yes.
Okay. I feel like this conversation's got ahead of us. Listen, I'll be honest, I was just mainly calling because your business name is so good and I wanted to find out a bit more about it. So thank you so much for talking to me.
That's not a problem. I'm glad you like the name.
Where are you based?
The office is in Chepstow, just over the bridge. So we actually, we overlook the Severn Bridge.
Anyway, lovely to speak to you, Mr. Wetter.
No problem. Thank you.
Cheers, then. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
He's gone. Right, you've got a hand, that's me.
What a legend.
I found a Mr. Wetter from Bedroom Athletics.
So good.
Right?
Double whammy.
Right. I love that when that happens.
That was so good. That was a great one.
That's almost as good as when we got through to Mycox Concrete Limited and spoke to Paul.
That's right, Paul Mycock.
Yeah.
He was born to do it, Mr. Wetter.
Yeah.
That business, you know, when the business and the person and it just works.
It all works out.
Good on you, Mr. Wetter. You ready for your one, Scott?
So ready. Here we go.
Good afternoon, Belland and Sign.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Adam.
And what company have I called again?
Bellenden Signs, yes.
Is that a place then, Bellenden?
Yeah, it's a district in Peckham.
Is it now?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Now known as Bellenden Village.
What does your company do?
We do all types of signage, indoor, outdoor, illuminated, non-illuminated, you name it, we do it.
Oh, so if I need a sign, I need to look you up?
Certainly do.
I'm just trying to wonder what kind of... I like a sign. I've got an actual... And this is a... This says a lot about me. I'm actually a DJ.
Right, OK.
And I've actually got a massive sign in my house that says, On Air, which lights up.
Right, OK.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what else I could get. All right, good to speak to you. Thanks, Adam.
All right, you too. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Something you said in that phone call, though, it's slightly off-piece, really interested me. You got the on-air sign for Christmas, did you? Because I was going to buy you that for Christmas.
Last Christmas I got it.
Did you?
Yeah, it's been in my house.
God,
you've been round while it's been on.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, I've really swerved that then, because I got in my phone Scott present idea on-air light.
No.
Right? Imagine I'd got that for you. Oh, you already got it.
Happy to have another one.
No, so I'll take that out, because I write down present ideas so that I'm not so screwed when it gets to the end of the year. And the only reason I couldn't get you it is because on Boxing Day when I bought your present they were all sold out.
Otherwise I would have had another one.
Otherwise you would have had another one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Now you're in Reading and you're a drama teacher.
That's right.
Please tell me you do facial warm-ups like Mr. G in Summer Heights High.
I might even play the piano as those kids coming into the room,
oh
singing
God.
A little song.
You are. This is you.
Rather than ma'am, like other kids, I would go ma'am, you know, instead of ma'am. I did bubble wrap, which was me and a couple of other boys. I would emerge from various types of packaging. Hang on, I know a job where I can sing and I can dance and I can act every day and get paid for it. And it was drama teaching. Now, I'm always joking with the principal. I always say to Margaret, you've got yourself an entertainment industry professional for the price of a teacher. So where's my pay rise?
I need to watch it again. I love it so much.
Are you a... So here's the thing, Scott. Are you a teacher or are you a director of performing arts?
Spread it.
I'm a teacher, but I'm also... I direct and things like that, school productions and
right,
stuff like that. So I am, as you say, a real-life Mr. G.
You're Mr. G. If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to check this show out. It's a guy called Chris Lilly. It's so funny. It's years old now, but it's a show called Summer Heights High.
Oh, yeah.
Also invented the character Jemay. But it's
still
one of my favourite bits of TV. And I did actually catch a bit of an old episode the other day. It's still funny.
Scott, what is your acting past?
I've done many little things. I've appeared in the Harry Potter movies. I've done a bit of EastEnders too.
IKEA, yeah, the musical.
So, IKEA. I've done a musical about my dog too.
Tsunanarama.
Yeah. I'm director of performing arts.
Spread it.
So, what Harry Potter film were you in?
The Goblet of Fire.
Wow. What, and what were
what
you?
What was the role?
I was in Malfoy's gang.
Oh. Good luck. Awesome. Yeah, nice.
The whole school's abuzz with the news. I'm head of drama.
So.
Head of drama?
Yeah. Spread it. I've got two options for you here. On bangers, here's my one.
Spread it.
Can't stop now. Okay, here's my one. Swish, swish, swish. Yes! Another one in the basket.
This is a tune.
A lot of people didn't like this Katy Perry era. I was all for it.
Yeah.
What a tune. Swish, swish, Katy Perry.
Yeah, I wish I'd gone for something from The Greatest Showman now or something like that. However, I was not prepared for you, Scott. But my banger choice is this.
This is me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically a bit of me, this. This is Wiley, Heatwave.
Spread it.
Spread it.
Yes.
Oh, please. This is a tough one.
Please. Whichever one you choose, though, will you promise that when you're listening to it, you'll sing it in a really dramatic voice? Drama!
I'll dance if it need be, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mr. G, what are we going for?
I'm going to go, I think, I'm going to go with Miss, a bit of Katy Perry.
Yes!
Ready?
Got it. What,
thanks, Mr. G. Don't know
what is that's what, all right. They just
strut. Spread it. What the...
Give me some of the names.
Slave. Subs. Human ATM.
Now, on Tell It, we dive into the world of financial domination. A fetish that, in theory, involves submissives handing over cash to a dominatrix for absolutely nothing in return.
The fact that I could just sit in my own home, make good money, who wouldn't want that?
Riyad Khalif meets Goddess Jade, who's worked as a financial dom for the last 6 years.
Send it now, sub, or else you lose the opportunity to worship properly. Amazing.
Tell It.
Random men pay my bills.
Available now. Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds. Can't touch this. Can't touch it. Another one in the casket.
Swish, swish, bish. Katy Perry on Radio 1 with Nicki Minaj. I think that's Nicki Minaj. No, it's not the best. It's one of the best raps that Nicki Minaj does in that.
You, better than, what, no, surely the Roman one. Where she's like, Roman, run.
Oh, no, that's also good, yeah.
Think old school Nicki Minaj raps. They were the best.
The best. Did I make this up or did Matt Edmondson do that once on TV?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that was like...
Right?
You know where you just remember something? It's a bit like a nightmare. What a horrible flashback that was.
Was it let's sing for comic relief?
Let's dance.
Let's dance for something.
Matt Edmondson dressed as Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I even want to have a look at what that
did
looked
you
like.
Do super bass?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Sorry, that's obvious, that's real trauma for you though. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. It was just it wasn't an image I expected to have in my head right now, and it's a harsh one.
Do you remember when I did LMFAO on that show?
I do.
With Ollie Murs.
Yep.
That went well. Good banger today. Katy Perry, Swish Swish.
The Scott Mills Daily. One. BBC
Radio. One. Hello, Georgia.
Hey, Scott.
Your first live lounge.
I know.
This must be such a moment for you.
It's crazy. I've always wanted to do one of those, and then I found myself there doing it.
I'm in the radio.
Yeah.
It must be the same, though, when you first start hearing your songs on the radio a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that was just really strange.
Yeah.
Really strange, but a real moment for me, because prior to that, I hadn't really had much radio play at all. And then I think it was Annie Mac. Annie, thank God for Annie. I mean, Radio 1's always been the first to champion new artists, and I'm very much aware of that. I'm very much aware of how influential Radio 1 is, and it's that's why it's just been so incredible, really.
Even going back, like, you wouldn't have Coldplay or Ed Sheeran or any of those without Radio 1. Sam
totally.
Smith, any of those.
Totally.
Has your phone been popping off?
It has been popping off. It's popping up now.
Is
yeah.
it? Can you feel it vibrating?
Like, yeah,
Don't take it off vibrate if I was you.
I know, I'm just going to put it on flight mode.
Do it.
I was with my mum actually this morning, and I she saw my face, and I was just sort of like completely white with fear. It was almost like I was walking as this kind of body, but my mind was just like, I get very nervous.
Yeah.
But what's the best way to deal with that?
I think everyone deals with nerves differently. Mm. I deal with them like I just can't really talk to people.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you about this. So I was in the office before you did the Live Lounge,
yeah.
right? And I was that close to getting security because I thought someone was having a really hard time in the toilet. And there was a lot of what it turned out to be was like obviously either you or yeah. someone else was doing a vocal warm up.
Oh, really?
Was it you?
I really wonder where that was.
Oh,
going.
Maybe someone was going too.
But maybe someone was having a hard time in the toilet then. But it was beautifully doing? In tune.
Was it that they're warming up?
Well, at first I turned around to someone and said, "I think someone's screaming in there," and then yeah. we stopped talking and listened. And it was clearly someone just warming up their voice.
Yeah, yeah, the warm-ups can sound
horrific,
brutal.
Like foxes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what the hell was going on in there then if it wasn't Georgia?
Right, would you like to hear your Live Lounge?
Oh, well, would I? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Controversial. I think Panini is a better track than Old Town Road.
I would go there with you. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here it comes.
Oh, no.
It's Georgia listening to her own Live Lounge for the first time.
Interesting. Interesting beginning.
Was this the noise they were making in the toilet?
Yeah, well, it's hard. Yeah, it was hard to tell. It was sort of in the distance, other side of the office.
Here we go.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go up. Why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy. Wished it on a genie. I got fans finally. Ain't you wanting them to see me? I thought you want this for my life.
Did you memorize the words or did you read them?
I read them because they're actually, it's quite rhythmically challenging.
Yeah.
Now when it's all done, I get the upper hand. I need a big band's not another fan. The idea around the whole cover, I wanted it to be like this very natural, everyone just together, yeah. collective energy. It doesn't have to be the best sounding thing, you know. Mm. Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go up while you're trying to... For me, just say to me... The power.
So good.
Yeah, it's great.
If I could afford it, I would have a choir follow me around all day.
I would as well. Yeah. It just makes you happier,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah. That was excellent. Well done.
Oh, thank
well
you, Scott.
Done.
Cheers.
Now, my producer, just a quick thing, saw you arrive this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And you were carrying your own equipment.
Yes.
Georgia, that needs to stop. You don't see Adele carrying her own speakers.
Do you know what, right? It's really weird, but I actually quite love the ritual.
Well, after the Live Lounge, were you packing away your own drums?
I was beginning to, yeah.
Someone's like, we can do that. Now, just quickly before you go, we've been working on the Live Lounge, obviously very good, iconic,
yeah.
but ways of changing it up a bit in 2020.
Oh,
yeah, I had this idea, one eye on the future, that you could perhaps... bring in holograms into the Live Lounge, right, so you can perform with someone from the past.
Oh.
Trouble is, Clara hates the idea.
Right?
We
were going to call it the Dead or Alive... Dead and Alive Lounge? Is that how we could do it? Dead or Alive? But yeah, the idea is, yeah, you can play with someone who's sadly passed away.
So imagine,
amazing,
Kygo.
Right?
Kygo's in, right?
Oh my gosh.
Then Whitney appears.
I mean, that's not tacky at all, is it? No. It'd be done really tastefully.
I've seen it done.
They did it with Tupac at Coachella, I think
it
was.
They did.
I would do someone like Biggie, though. I'm not going to lie.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Right, so it's so maybe next Live Lounge,
yeah,
you cover...
Biggie, Biggie, Biggie.
Yes.
Can't you see?
And then he appears.
Now, here's the thing. Clara shut this down, and you're the first artist we've spoken to about it since then. Also, are you thinking this is a good idea?
I'll have a little word with Clara.
Thank you, because artists do have power.
Yes.
If you really went and said, like, actually, can I have a hologram of Biggie, then it would happen.
Yeah.
So bear that in mind for next time.
Okay, I will.
So nice to meet you, and thank you for doing your excellent first Live Lounge. I know it won't be the last. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the best thing about the prize on Jan Slam tomorrow, I think, is the toilets.
Go on.
Right, so it's a pair of gold camping tickets to Creamfields, right? Amazing festival. Normally great weather. It will include actual warm showers you can wash at Creamfields, and you'll be side of stage from one of the headliners. Do you remember what
hang on a minute though, you need to clear that up. So are you saying that being able to go to the toilet at Creamfields is better than going side of stage?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah. If you've not been in the VIP toilets before
the
festival. Oh my God, it's a world of difference, let me tell you.
It's actually enjoyable. You actually want to stay in there a bit.
I sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I save it for a bit.
Treat yourself.
I back it up and then I'm like, right, I'm going to go now. And it's like an event. I do it every year at Big Weekend. And like there's even like sometimes like fake flowers in there and stuff. It's completely different to what's on the other side of the fence. That for me would be worth getting these gold camping tickets for Creamfields alone. And you'll be like flashing your gold wristband. Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so remember that time, it was really awkward at Big Weekend in Swansea when I managed to get side of stage to Taylor Swift and then in front of all the radio and DJs was told to leave. Really embarrassing. Mm. Well, we were all told to leave, but I was the first one. And they're like, get off! Because for everyone else, you could be side of stage. Taylor Swift, for some reason, it was different.
And it makes you feel important, actually, doesn't it?
Literally frog marched off.
You can get a real attitude on yourself as well when you're side of stage, because you sort of pretend to be involved.
Yeah.
That's what I have always done. I pretend to be involved.
And it's all music industry people there with sunglasses on nodding.
Yeah.
Yeah, nodding to the music, yeah.
Yeah, like they do this every day. That'll be you.
Yeah, that will be you. Get your sunglasses on and nod your head. Look important. You've got to be 18 or over to enter this. The only thing standing between you and the prize is three clues. Listen to Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. He'll tell you everything.
Radio 1's Jan Slam.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe on this Scott Mills Daily and you'll get it every single day of your life for the rest of time. Get it on BBC Sounds.
One!